Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hosts make people sit on hold as long as I do sometimes, but other hosts don't go into a fourth hour of overdrive to get to the calls either. We just had three guests on. That's why we're going to you a little bit late. Thank you so much, Frank in Michigan. Here on the air, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, brother, talking to you.
That's good. Hey, I appreciate you taking my call, and I want to be sincere when I tell you this, that my whole family... they pray for you and your family and all your crew, and we appreciate everything you do.
Brother, I appreciate you.
Well, you know, I just had to shout it out there. I have a couple comments, one about the Bradley Manning verdict, and a very short story I thought you would be interested in.
Sure.
That happened to me yesterday, but... the thing that that really bothers me about the Bradley Manning verdict today, I really think that the DOJ kind of put themselves in a trick bag with this, and I'll explain why. Eric Holder, he sent a letter to Putin saying that. That Snowden would be treated fairly and everything would be great if he came back to the U.S. And you see a verdict like this, and then you see a public relations video saying everybody has to come out with the truth because alternative media is getting us on this. And but what's interesting about the public relations video, my take on it, it's very contradictory because it's saying, you know, we want the truth, but from today's verdict, we're going to prosecute anyone who tries to expose the truth.
No, I agree with you. It is a psyop, but it shows they're collapsing if they're having to go, we know you know we're liars, but we promise we'll be truthful now. It was more about internal morale, because the average person in psyops thinks they're manipulating things for a greater good. Now they know that's not true. And it didn't matter how many robots or combat drones they've got. Once they've lost the moral authority, a tyranny cannot continue unless you're carrying out a Roman extermination model. And many ancient cultures did this, where they're going to just kill most people. And that's what Brzezinski wrote in his book that came out this year. He said, I forget the exact quote. You can search it and it comes up. It was quoted in newspapers. It used to be, you know, the time has now come where it's less expensive to kill a million people than to convince them. And he goes on to say, we can't convince them anymore. We got to look at killing everybody. And people are like, that sounds crazy. This guy's crazy. I didn't say that. Brzezinski said that. People better figure this out. He helped orchestrate the Khmer Rouge and bragged and wrote two books I've read. And the quotes are public about, I couldn't fund the Khmer Rouge to kill, you know, 3 million people. But I couldn't fund them, but I let another group fund them or something like that. You know, he brags that, like, you know, like I didn't, oh, or I forget the exact quote, something like, I won't kill 3 million people and America won't, but we'll fund the Khmer Rouge to do it, basically. I mean, you can go look that stuff up, and it's all these little games they play, but great points, Frank. Anything else?
Yes. I think it validates Snowden's concern about coming back to the U.S. I really do, and I hope Putin, you know, takes all this into account, especially today, and says, geez, you know, he's got some valid points. But I want to give you a quick story, if I could. And this is kind of off topic, but I have two small children. I have a 10-year-old and I have a 15-year-old, two daughters. And yesterday I took them to my dentist.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you, Frank, to tell your story. Then Martin, Sean, Jim, and Blaze.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls right now, and I've got a few big tidbits of news I want to hit on here briefly. Stuff like this: police let gypsy family stay in couples 30,000 pound, that's about $50,000, stolen caravan bus because moving them out will breach their human rights. Unbelievable. In fact, if you click on the link, we can even show people the photo of their travel wagon that got snatched. That's right. And in England, if you fight back in your own home while being murdered, you are arrested. I mean, I'm not joking. This is the social engineering. And there was their travel trailer. Bye-bye, that ain't yours no more. Oh, hey, don't be bigoted. It's not yours anymore. Let's go to Frank in Michigan. Frank, you're on the air, sir. You were starting to tell a story about taking your children to the dentist. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I took my two daughters to the dentist yesterday for a basic checkup, and it's just basic checkup, and they wanted to give them fluoride treatments, and I told them absolutely not. I'm not allowing it, and you're not going to do it. All of a sudden, when I rose this up, I probably had six people come to the front desk telling me that this is something that has to be done, and, you know, it's great for their teeth, and it promotes tooth
decay. No, they do that with vaccines and fluoride. You know, my dad's a dentist, and if somebody wants one, he'll give them one. And it's actually true that topically, every once in a while, fluoride actually gets into the teeth and can harden them. But when you do it internally, and the American Medical Association and the American Dental Association now admit this for 7 years, it actually causes dental fluorosis and, in development of children, a chalkiness to the teeth because it overdoes it. Plus, the type they put in the water is the toxic hydrofluorosilicic sodium fluoride, not the calcium fluoride. Like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I don't think it says it on the label, but it's got some, you know, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride, which you actually need. You need some of the naturally occurring forms in just super microscopic amounts of things like arsenic, apples, and the seeds in them have a cyanide-based system. That's why they say take the different type of plant seeds like cherry pits. They turn those into an anti-cancer drug that actually works because it's got an organic molecule associated with cyanide that kills fast-growing cells. So there's a lot of stuff there. But overall, they got fluoride mandated, 20-something years ago in Canada. I'm telling you for an informational, for new audiences. And the guy got it promoted saying you need some regular fluoride. He didn't know it was the toxic fluoride. So now that famous dentist that got it passed in Canada has been against it the last few years. That's why it's getting repealed all over Canada. But go ahead. So they come over and start saying, you got to do this, you got to do this. What happens next?
And I said, well, you know, I'll tell you what, because I kind of prepared for this. So I already had one of your YouTube videos set up. And I said, well, I want you to watch this, and then you tell me whether or not I should do this to my kids. So I played a short video. It was about a 5-minute video about fluoridation and, you know, dealing with fluoride treatments. And it completely counteracted everything they were trying to tell me. The funny part was there was about 10 people in the waiting room, and they all were listening to it.
And there you go. And if we would all just do that, we'd win in a matter of months. If we all got loud in public or just gave people informationals or gave them InfoWars magazines or played them videos, if not mine, somebody else's, with medical doctors, you know, talking about fluoride. And again, there's always a grain of truth to it. If you didn't have some calcium fluoride in your diet, you will end up getting degenerative diseases and dying. So you do need some fluoride. But not hundreds and hundreds of times what the recommended dose is, and not the wrong kind from chemical plants. I mean, it's amazing.
And
so, yeah.
Type of fluoride they were treating my children with, so I was very leery about it. So once I played this, and people in the waiting room started hearing it, they were like, hey, wait a minute. My kids are supposed to get that today. Hey, wait a minute. No, we don't want that either. So there's about 8 people that came up to the desk and said, we're not doing this either. You know,
well, I remember when I was in kindergarten and my dad had just graduated from dental school. I remember that. And I remember they would give us little red pills a few times a year as a fluoride treatment to put in our mouth and suck on. And I remember always my mom picking me up after school in that silver Super Beetle they had. Volkswagen. And I remember whenever I would get those, like not being able to walk, falling down, my mother having to come get me one time. I mean, how obvious is that? And I was like, oh, red candy. Here, let me suck on that. Boom. Throwing up on the ground an hour later. God bless you, sir. Good job. That's an exciting phone call right there. Martin in Illinois. Oh, by the way, on the Illinois news, they have begun gun confiscation in Illinois. I hadn't got to that, but it's on InfoWars.com. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
I appreciate everything you do. I'm actually a Michigan native. I'm in Illinois right now, pushing a petition, and this place is a mess. The people here have been such brainwashed for so long that it's acceptable for people's constitutional rights to be taken away and disregarded to the point where even petitioning in this state, harassed by police every day.
Yeah, I've had cops in Chicago on the street corner when I was there a few years ago, walk over and go, you can't videotape here. And I said, well, I've got a right to. And he said, listen, I'm not going to tell you again. And I could tell. And I wanted to get on down the road, so I didn't make an issue out of it that time because I had somewhere I had to be. I had to be on a radio show. It's actually Mancow's radio show. But the point was, he looked at me, and it wasn't even like he was a mindless, you know, young cop or something. He was like, looked like he was 45. I could tell he was going to beat my head in. I went, really? I went, well, you got to live in this country too, bud. And I just put it down and started walking off. I was just getting shots of buildings and stuff. And he walked over and went, turn that off. And I went, why? And he goes, look, I just told you to, buddy. And don't turn it on again. And I could tell he was going to beat my head in. He was going to assault me as a criminal. I just went, man, I said, you got to live in this country too. And he acted like, yeah, okay, fine. And can you imagine a nation run by people like that?
It's crazy. The police officer.
The point was, I could tell he meant it. I could tell he meant it. I was going to be eating concrete. I mean, what a screwed up person. Does he want to live in a country like that? Don't they get when they do something to us, they do it to themselves? Don't they understand that?
I don't think they care. The police officer I talked to today, I've been standing in front of a post office on the city sidewalk where I'm well within my First Amendment rights petition. They've approached me 3 times in the last 2 days to check my ID, to check to make sure I don't have warrants, ask me what I'm petitioning for, why I'm here, if I'm paid or if I'm a volunteer. And the guy earlier I talked to this morning that approached me, the officer, he told me that, he said, look, I don't care if it's within your rights or not. He said, I'll arrest you and throw you in jail and you'll sit there tonight. Tomorrow, the judge can decide if I'm wrong or not, but it's still going to cost you a day in jail.
See, I didn't even know you called about this. Did we screen your call?
Yes.
Now, we don't screen calls. What do you call having your call screened?
Well, he asked me what I was calling about.
Oh, yeah, if you volunteer that, you can put it on the screen. But screening calls is they don't let you on air. We let you on air.
Oh, yes, yes.
Let me just give you radio lingo. According to radio, you could call it lightly screened, but it's mainly what's your name, where you're calling from, and then if you want to say your issue, we put you on air. Okay, and I guess earlier today I did say it was about Bradley Manning, but nobody did what nobody called in about what I said, so I guess today we kind of screen calls. Point is, we don't screen calls according to industry standards, you know, where you call in and they go, okay, well, thank you, we've got enough on that view today, and they hang up on you. That's normal call screening, is where they get what they want and put it on air. My point is, I didn't know you were going to come on and tell this story when I just told my Illinois story before you did. It just shows how the police come in houses now in Illinois without warrants, and it's super creepy. Anything else, sir? So how did that end?
He told me he'd see me again tomorrow, and if I didn't see him, I'd see another police officer. So
So you've got, and so I guess you left rather than be arrested.
No, he said, oh, I think you're within your rights. I guess you're okay today. But it'll be different tomorrow. We'll be out here tomorrow to do the same thing again. If it's not me, it'll be another police officer. I've been kicked out of the state DMV here. I was in the parking lot. They told me it was state-owned property, but I was not allowed to petition on state-owned property. And if I wanted to petition, I could petition on their front sidewalk, and that was it. The front sidewalk, the front entrance to this whole building is closed down. So they basically told me, hey, you can go.
No. The only crime in America is being a good American. I appreciate your call. And speaking of that, let's look at England. And we're going to go to break and come back with more calls. Police let gypsy families stay in couples £30,000. That's over $50,000. Stolen, basically, Winnebago, you know, travel trailer. A couple whose £30,000 dream caravan was stolen have been told the police have no powers to remove the gypsy family now living in it because it would breach their human rights. Kathleen McLeland and her partner, Michael Curry, bought it with their savings, a 26-foot-long Bailey, Louisiana camper, and a further $10,000 knitting it out before it was stolen by thieves from a Hampshire village. £10,000, and that was done a while back, and they're just told the gypsies can stay in it. Now, my issue for bringing this up is that now in England they're saying gypsies are allowed to rob you, it's their culture. And then if you say that's a bad culture, because it's so trendy. then you get arrested for hate speech. So I want to say, I think the gypsies should be able to kill them and their whole family and bathe in their blood. We'll be right back, because I'm trending.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, the full video is up on InfoWars.com. I'm just going to play a short clip of this Obamacare supporter signed petition for mandatory euthanasia of senior citizens. If you tell them it's for Obama, they'll do anything. And remember the cover of Newsweek said the case for killing granny with an image of pulling the plug out on a lady. So this is the religion. Let's play a short clip. I mean, this is incredible. This is not cherry-picked, by the way. This is what these people are all saying, one after the other. Here's the clip.
Got to keep the health care costs down, so birth date for a mandatory euthanasia program. It'll help keep the costs down. It'll keep the traffic reduced, too. We'll just a kind of a mandatory, you know, putting them to sleep.
The guy's signing the petition,
you know,
nodding.
If they want to.
That's great.
Thank you.
I don't want to hang out.
I'm cool with that. I don't want to hang out. He wants to die.
We're going to support. It's a mandatory euthanasia.
Pretty liberal.
Program.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're joking.
I'm joking. I'm sorry. We're doing a little candid camera.
He ran into one guy. We thought he'd show you one guy that'll run for it.
And so it's a mandatory euthanasia program to just kind of keep the healthcare costs down. And we're just going to be putting the old people to sleep.
Birthday.
Yeah, birthday. We're just going to be putting the old people to sleep.
All right, that's enough. This needs to go viral. I'm going to tweet the article out during the next break at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it, folks. Jim in Illinois, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, as far as Manning and Snowden, I'd say their action is as constitutional patriots.
Absolutely.
Last week there was the vote in the House in Washington for the refunding of or the continued funding of NDAA. I called both my congressperson, Sherry Bustos, that's the 17th district here.
You called your Congress critter, sir, is the proper name for them.
Call them whatever you want. But I do these things. And I also called Aaron Schock, 18th congressional district. He's not mine, but he's a Republican. What I found interesting was when I checked, neither one of them voted on that refunding or reauthorization. And I do these things because we have to continue to build a case against these criminals, and they are criminals, and I have no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You need to get them all on record. I'm glad the House voted to keep illegal spying going. I'm glad we know on record who supports those crimes.
You know, yeah, on record, there are those who voted against it and those who voted for it. And these two that I just mentioned didn't even show up. They didn't even suit up or show up for the game.
So you wanted to find out if they supported it or not?
No, they didn't. They didn't vote.
No, I understand. So you wanted to get where they stood.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But, you know, of course, they denied me that. Anyway, when it gets down to this, we have to stay on top of this, and I'm glad you synthesized just all the information. I mean, because it is almost overwhelming to see what the CFR, the Trilateralist, the Federal Reserve, and
it's meant to be overpowering. Listen, brother, great points. God bless you. I'm gonna keep jamming some in here real fast. Sean in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, Hitler was in Chattanooga today. Well, you know who I mean. The devil himself, speaking of the devil.
Yes.
Obama.
And what was your lordship, our lordship, our Peace Prize winner doing?
Well, he was given one of his usual phony baloney speeches over near, I guess you're familiar with the area here in Chattanooga at all, but, kind of over close to the shopping area, the mall, whatever. And it is at a bookstore, Amazon or something. And, given his speech about the economy and stuff of how he can help jobs grow here in Chattanooga and all this.
Oh, yeah, I love that. When he's done everything he can publicly to shut the economy off, he's going to give you a job. And imagine a country where you tune in and it's all about how the government's going to do. Free countries aren't like that. North Korea's like that. Our whole life forced to focus on these disgusting weenies on their red carpets. And what about Wienergate? We've got another article going up, the 20 top wiener jokes. You know, I mean, why? It's no ending to, like, the joke scum that rules over us, brother.
Well, you know, they're Obama worshippers. That's pretty much all there is to it here, you know. And I'm surprised. I would guess the silent majority, I don't know where they were. I know they can't stand Obama.
Well, look, they're all in their churches telling them stand down and do nothing. God bless you. Look, the good news, people are waking up. It's just now we got to take action. I'll be back on the news tonight, folks. Great job of the crew. Retransmission starts now. A bunch of big guests coming up. And the audio feeds at InfoWars.com/show. I'm going to tweet this article out right now at Real Alex.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. The toll-free number to join us, your take on why the Army PSYOPs head, well, the DOD PSYOPs head came out and admitted they've got to stop lying to the public and they've lost credibility and that the mainstream media is dying. Why would they do that? What do you think of Bradley Manning? Should he be found guilty? Obviously not, from my perspective. 800-259-9231. Obama has prosecuted more members of the press for espionage, for exposing crimes, and more whistleblowers for exposing crimes than all presidents before him combined. And we're supposed to find out in the next hour and a half by 1 o'clock Eastern, so I guess that's really in about 30 minutes. We're supposed to find out sometime after 1 Eastern. I guess it's 11:34 Central, 12:34 Eastern, so anytime the next 30 minutes to an hour, because they usually announce a little bit later than they say. We'll be able to tell you in the next hour or so exactly what's going on with that, but I want your take on it, 800-259-9231. And we'll go to your phone calls there. But again, I specifically from the listeners want to get your take on that question. Now, separately, I'm going to be honest. I do this at red lights, and I've noticed that it's still causing me to be distracted. But I see people almost running into me every day in Austin, Texas, who are driving while texting and while watching television. I see people with televisions on next to them in the passenger seat, flipped down in the visor, watching it while they drive. One time I saw a gas truck down by the coast. We were going on a family vacation a few years ago. I actually called the company on them before I called the police. I didn't call the police because the company answered. And this guy was in a gas truck in a two-lane road going over bridges, coming all the way out of his lane and over. I thought he was having a stroke or something. I pulled up beside him, and he was watching television on a iPhone as he drove a truck full of natural gas that would have gone off like 50 pounds of TNT if it would have jumped over and exploded. And texting while driving kills more teens annually than drinking and driving. Yeah, the last number I saw is texting while driving with distracted driving is five times more dangerous statistically than drinking while driving. Well, but you drink one beer, they'll take you to jail that didn't do anything. But your tech, and they give the police waivers. I see cops all the time driving while they're looking at their computer. And they're like, well, they're trained to do it. Nobody's trained to do it. That's why you see record numbers of cops rear-ending people now. They're on their computers. Looking up, you know, that good-looking chick over there. Let me run her plates so I can find everything about her. It's all instant. They just select, okay, I've already read her plates. The plate readers already have read everybody. Let me just activate and, you know, run her. And then boom, oh, okay, I see what she does. And maybe I'll pull her over. And that happens a lot. And what's happening is we're going into a technocracy. And children's brains, on record, are being rewired. Their IQs, in most cases, are actually being restricted because they're on computers, not just watching television all day. And people are not developing human skills. The language is shrinking. The nomenclature is shrinking. The type of words people use are simplifying. Young people will speak to you in text speak. They'll say, K. So you're going to be able to do that work for me later today? You're going to be able to get that done? K. And so what you have is people becoming wireheads, and this whole transhumanist thing is not empowering us. It's destroying our real perceptive humanity. And I'm not anti-computer in and of itself. It's a double-edged sword. It does a lot of good things, but it's also doing destructive things. Like all the major studies, you can pull them up, show listening to radio increases IQ and cognitive ability because you have to image. If I say the name Bradley Manning right now and you're listening on the radio, you have to then image what Bradley Manning looks like. And that makes you connect synapses and develops your mind. Reading increases cognitive function and neural connections and IQ on average and maintains people's cognitive abilities later into life because you have to image. And you tend to associate what you read with experiences you've had to then personalize it. That's why reading is so much more intense when you're reading about something horrible that's happened than almost even seeing it, because you're having to image it. That makes it that much more real. But when you're passively watching something, it's very, very destructive, lowers IQ, lowers cognitive ability. Just type in television viewing Alzheimer's. You'll get over 100 studies. Last time I checked, BBC articles, you name it. I just type in TV Alzheimer's and show viewers. That's why my radio show / TV show, the radio side boosts IQ and factoid awareness and connects things to different issues. I take an article and then multifacet connect it to other similar things, but also disparate things to get people thinking on purpose. See, they use media that's dumbed down to dumb you down. By dumbing down the media, it dumbs you down. Garbage in, garbage out. I try to upgrade the info to the highest levels I'm able to, even though it's a feeble attempt sometimes, and you know, attempt to get you to widen your horizons. There's the Daily Mail. Can TV lead to Alzheimer's? And then it goes over the studies saying, yes, it can. Okay, continuing here. What am I getting at, ladies and gentlemen? Humanity is devolving. We're degenerating. Every metric shows that. The globalist society is engineering the singularity towards a societal collapse and towards really the destruction to a great extent of the human family. That they believe they will transcend in this great crisis to become godmen. But all the common sense, all the history shows that's not going to happen. They're really degenerates that have created a rationale cosmology to validate the homicidal control freak, bloodthirsty, vicious, jealous, envious selfishness that they're engaged in. And so I want to say to everybody, stop watching as much television. Stop surfing mindless celebrity crap on the internet. If you're going to be on the internet, try to make it edifying. Try to make it multifaceted. Try to look at things that you don't agree with to expand your awareness and to see other perspectives. Don't stay just in your own little niche. That's what the system wants. That's what Google admits they're trying to do. By giving you search results that they think you want, tailoring it to you to actually keep you on a digital reservation. The singularity is coming. It is real, and they are riding it towards a very selfish end that will not go well for anyone. And towards the fact that I see people in large transportation constantly distracted. And, of course, the government will use this now to have computers that monitor you. Mercedes and Lexus already have this so that when you do distracted driving enough times, it calls the police on you. So, see, their answer will be let all this happen and then bring in total control as the answer and then have the robots drive the car. Google's already announcing that. We're only like 5 years away from them trying to force this. Where, okay, you can drive yourself, but you've got to be monitored by a robot that takes control if you haven't been a good driver. And you've got to pay extra. And then pretty soon, it's robots driving you regardless. And again, the robot is the car computer itself. Just like the Google cars are already operating in all 50 states without humans in them. Just like you have the smart meter that's really a surveillance robot to control your life. Sure, it doesn't have legs yet. They're designing the future not to be wondrous and empowering, but to be dehumanizing and controlling because they've already decided you're an ugly, dumb animal who wouldn't want to transcend because they are ugly, dumb animals that run things. They don't want to transcend. The decision's been made to have an ugly future, and I don't want that to happen, and I want to have a real debate about this now. But everybody serving the system needs to understand. Just being aware of this and then joining it doesn't mean you're winning. It means you're a fool. The greatest fool of all knows the trap, goes into it, thinking that they're in control because they know it is a cultural, technological bear trap. Knowing of the trap and then figuring out a way to get out of the trap is the answer. And you're not going to karmically, and I don't mean that in the sense of the Hindus or the Buddhists, I mean just in a reap what you sow term, you're not going to know of a trap, build it, and then get out of it, and then let others go into it and not have that come back on you. It does not work that way. That is a fundamental law of the universe. But you're of your father the devil, many of you that serve evil, whether you believe in the devil or not, the archetype of dominance, total control, total selfishness, murderous power. You worship like a moth to flame the dark majesty of evil, but it will burn you. And finally, before I go to your phone calls, Spain train driver on phone at time of deadly crash. This is just out via the BBC. Train driver in last week's crash in Spain was talking on the phone when derailed. Investigators say the train was traveling 192 kilometers, 119 miles an hour at the time. Investigators at the Court of Justice said Francisco Jose Garzon Amo was speaking to members of the staff of the state-owned railway company. Crash investigators have opened the train's black box data recorder to find the cause of the crash, which left 79 people dead. Mr. Garzon is suspected of reckless homicide, but he has not yet been formally charged. Yeah, he reportedly just kept driving into a turn that he knew he was supposed to slow down, but wasn't thinking. because people watch violence on television all day. They watch wrecks all day on TV. They don't understand that it could happen to them. They don't understand consequences. I found, and studies show this with computers, people will send violent emails to people or threatening emails to their boss because it's an email. They wouldn't do it to somebody's face, but they'll do it via email. See, you don't understand the danger you're in. 30 years ago, they didn't let reactors leak all over the world. Now, from France to Japan to the U.S., 91% of reactors are leaking deadly radiation. That's federal government's own numbers, Atomic Energy Agency's numbers, the Nuclear Regulatory Agency's numbers. Look it up. They just go, oh, we just turned the alarms off in Southern California. Yeah, the reactors leak now. We just don't have the alarms go off because, you know, we don't want to scare people. Oh, we didn't used to let the troops use DU because we knew it would kill them until 1990, but now we just don't care. We say it's okay. Yeah, we know that hundreds of millions of Americans were given cancer in the polio shots alone, and it was done on purpose. That's federal government's own documents. It's admitted. Just look it up. It's in the news yesterday again. It's like, so what? You know, just what's the big deal? Your mom and dad died. We killed them. But, oh, isn't it scary? A terrorist might blow you up. Oh, let's take all your rights, even though honeybees kill three times more people each year than terrorists do. Now, there's a headline. 48 nuke sites in the U.S. leaking. That's AP. Now, that's old. Now, the latest number is, if you type in over 90% of reactors leaking worldwide, there's like 420-something official reactors, hundreds of experimental reactors. There's two experimentals in Austin. I have yuppies walk to me and go, there's no reactor in Austin, because they don't want to believe there is. Okay, there isn't. There's one under UT downtown, another in North Austin, the J.J. Pickle Center. They have a public website. It's not debatable, but it doesn't exist, see, because you have magical powers. If you say there's no Army manual that says they're building FEMA camps for you and your family, then there's no FEMA camp. And Glenn Beck will tell you there isn't, so it must be true. And you're not. And if they tell you there's no reactor, you know, it's fine, there's not. All right, I'm going to tell you about some amazing products here that also fund the broadcast. And then we are going to go to your phone calls here, and then we're going to get some guests on. Now, let's get Syrian Girl on at the bottom of the next hour so I can go to calls. I know she thinks she's on the first 30. Let's do the second 30 because I want to have some time with her today coming up. Tangy Tangerine, you just said K. That's right. That's right. CJ just said K to me. So he's the singularity there. It's where we all just weigh 800 pounds. He doesn't weigh 800 pounds. But it's kind of like that movie WALL-E, where we all fly around on the big ocean liner in the sky and weigh 800 pounds and can't talk and have robots bringing us Slurpees. That's not how it's going to end, ladies and gentlemen. They're just going to release a bioweapon and wipe us all out. That's openly been debated by the UN, the Club of Rome, Bill Joy, all of them. And all the Hollywood and billionaires are all clamoring at transhumanist conferences to, you know, be part of the group that doesn't get wiped out. And it's all like a big power trip for them with Ray Kurzweil. And I'm just here trying to warn you, but you may not want to listen. I understand. But the point is, beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, I want to challenge you to go to InfoWarsHealth.com. And look at the over 400 products in the catalog there, like the Longevity Beyond Osteo FX, the amazing products that are there, the Pollen Burst, plus the best energy drink, natural and incredibly healthy, a turbo boost of energy and brain power. It's all available right now at InfoWarsHealth.com. But the new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 just came out this month, and I've challenged everybody in the month of July to go become a customer there at InfoWarsHealth.com to get the very best products out there, but to also support the broadcast. So if you haven't gone online and signed up at InfoWarsHealth.com to be a distributor for $10, you can get discounts or just buy right off the shopping cart. There are over 400 products right there for heart, brain, stomach, liver, you name it. It's just all there. Buy section, memory, blood health, kidney health. I mean, it's just all there. InfoWarsHealth.com or the certified non-GMO pesticide-free whole food Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. They have the original Beyond Tangy Tangerine up there. Nothing comes close to this liquid super nutrient power pack system. InfoWarsHealth.com. Or if you'd like to call and ask any questions or sign up via the phone, get stuff delivered to your home, or learn how to sign up for free auto shipping so you get free shipping, a huge discount. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, we promote and push whatever I've researched and have found from all of my experts and my own research to be the very best. Like ProPure at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can find all the books, the T-shirts, the magazine, the very best documentary films, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get ProPure, the best gravity-fed filters, side-by-side comparisons, 10% off, promo code WATER when you call or when you check out. Put water in and get 10% off. We've got the Life Straw, Modafinilin, the best supplement out there, seaweed extract, available discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, or call to get the ProPure, 888-253-3139. A lot of people claim their gravity feds are the best. Look at the side-by-side comparisons. It is the best. That's why we carry it. Shortwave radios, the best, the lowest prices, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, and shopping with the good guys funds the most hardcore liberty operation in the world.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
All right, folks, thanks for holding. We're going to go to your phone calls in this segment and the next, then have Syrian Girl actually pop in at the bottom of the next hour. So we'll be taking your calls to the bottom of the next hour and obviously announcing the verdict on Bradley Manning as soon as that comes out at InfoWars.com. And here on the syndicated radio broadcast. But my bottom line is this. The world is changing. The globalist controllers have decided that you're dumb, spoiled scum, and that they're just going to weaponize media and dumb you down and make you a bunch of emasculated, self-centered chicken necks so that you'll just basically fade off into the compact city kill grid. We're going into the process of dehumanization right now. And we're losing our humanity, and it's very, very sad. And I hope that we can have a real debate about this. Let's go to calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Brendan in Wisconsin. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was just wondering if you what you thought about the major media coverage of Snowden, and now that things have somewhat died down, and whether or not there was an agenda there, kind of like contingency planning or beta testing the public's reaction.
Oh, I agree. Look, they make lemonade out of lemons. When things come out, they weaponize it and learn how to gauge how we respond and how to spin it to be able to see how to deal with the public more later. And they mainly use the NSA for industrial espionage against independent companies and individuals, but then also to predict mass movement, future behavior. I told you that over a decade ago. Now it's admitted. It was in MIT stuff before that. But more importantly, it's about gauging if you're buying their propaganda and tweaking it. But organically, at a point, no matter how fancy the propaganda or how fancy the brain damaging is from all the chemicals in the food and water, if you don't brain damage somebody to the point of not being able to talk, even their lower brain can still operate and know bad people are in control. So they have the decision. Wreck humanity where we can't even feed ourselves while trying to build their robot computer takeover system. See, they still need us to finish the computer robot takeover before they kill everybody. But if we wake up and take back control before they do that, then they're unable to go ahead and kill everybody because then it won't be able to be fully finished. So they have a program they've got to follow. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that dovetails perfectly into my other question, which was I just read about some new mind control techniques that are coming out of some research universities out of Arizona. I sent that to JB and David yesterday, and I wondered I think that there's a race on. I think that they're trying to effectively get some of the mass mind control technologies in place as fast as they can and draw out the economic implosion as long as they can. There's always money to be made in turbulence in the market. So,
no, exactly. They are gaming the crises they create. They openly say everything you're saying. They're racing in a global Manhattan project to have the super weapons, the super technologies, the super propaganda, and but they use it on their own population to keep control of us, so we're so dysfunctional, their own military can't carry out operations anymore and are just killing themselves because they have humanity left in them before the robot Skynet is in place to carry out the next phase. So things aren't going well for them. And I just wish the public tuning in realized this isn't science fiction, what we just talked about. This is what we really are going through. What do you think is going to end up happening, Brendan? Do you think they're behind schedule?
I think that they're behind schedule because there are always hiccups in new technologies like that. And it goes back to Gulf War I. A lot of people, let's just say I have, I used to date someone in the company and have a lot of friends in the Madison area that have discussed this. But
I tell you what, I want to hear more about this. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.